views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer, Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. And now, here's Dee.
She's back. Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, and incredibly sexy people. So sorry about last week. I asked three people in Chicago. They all said, yeah, you're 3 hours ahead. And I believe them. So I came on going, Stephen, where is everybody? And he said, Dee, the show's over. And then I came on today and it said, you know, you can't access your switchboard because your credit card's been declined. And I'm going, seriously, they're going to let me know this a half an hour before my show. That's all I need, people. That's when the universe starts talking to you and saying, you better look at why things aren't going easily and effortlessly when they always have around what you think you're loving to do. And through these amazing privates, oh my God, these half-hour privates have been unbelievable from the February special. Over and over and over and over again has come up, I have to struggle to conquer, for just about everybody somewhere during the reading. And what happens is that when we start creating a lot and we start receiving and allowing ourselves to manifest in physical form all of those creations, what happens is that we can go into a little bit of overwhelm and go, oh my God, how am I going to handle all this? And that can surreptitiously create the struggle again, even while you're getting what you want. So be conscious that you stay in joy and love and happiness and excitement. You know, when I tracked it with Stephen this morning, which is why I get up early, because stuff flies in before I talk to you, it was about, oh my gosh, can I clear everywhere else and every place else that I am in order to do this show? And that being said, I can't tell you how much I look forward to doing this show every Sunday and to being with you. It's really one of the biggest highlights of my life, what we break through together. So we're coming together to claim now that we remember the joy, we remember the fun, we take ourselves back into the love around all of the fabulous, incredible things we are hoping to manifest. And that's our direction, which is our demand, invoking the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light, I am divine love. Now, there's a lot of information. By the way, if you want to talk to me, I don't know if you got the same recording I did, but the little lady didn't say to press 1 if you wanted to talk to me. So if you want to talk to me, press 1. Otherwise, you're just listening, and we aren't alerted that you have a question. Lot of stuff coming in around I am the power, guys. So let's take a moment to claim I am the power. And these were the words, direct words through the channel, be proactive in the self-care of love. That statement came out of working with a beautiful part of our community around cancer. And the information, well, they're saying this isn't quite the highest thing, but I'm going to read it to you so that during the show we can refine this. Cancer cells are splitting away because we forget that we're God, the creator of our own energy. So literally, they're reminding us to love ourselves and take care of ourselves and to live the beingness of I can be and I am my own creator. I have to, and I get to, use all thought and possibility, which is my definition of God. I have to, and I get to, use all thought and all possibility to create me. And when we create us, of course, we create our lives. So we're going to come together to claim I am in alignment with the power that I am. All of me is in alignment with the power of me that I use to create. We're suggesting, for those of you that want to delve into more of this, that you listen to the webinar, I Am Freedom, that's available on IMD Wallace, because you cannot and will not create yourself if you do not know you have the freedom to do this for yourself. You've got to be free to create, guys. Victims don't create. Victims react. I'm asking everyone to come and hold the intention around the highest information and knowledge and understanding around perceived value. And want to remind all of those that participated in the Collective Consciousness Weekend that we have a free hour get-together tomorrow to look into this perceived value. I'm really tracking it. I wrote some of the e-blast last week about it, which, by the way, you need to get the e-blast, guys. That stuff is coming in so fast that the e-blast really bridges one show to the other. Okay, you're not going to be inundated with a bunch of stuff. You're going to get the email, okay, and every once in a while, you know, some additional. But really, I try and hold it down to the very minimum. So we want to know that we are free to be the creation of ourselves. I am free to be the creation of me. Or as Marlo Thomas said in the little thing that I used to play for Gabrielle, the little video, I am free to be me, which is also, I believe, one of the statements on my beer. Okay, is that everything? I told you to press one. Yes. So you can see lots of energy opening up. Just stay conscious, guys. Stay conscious. And they're saying for about a month, you have to really, really, really vigilantly stay on top of yourself, bring yourself back into love, into freedom, make sure you have a love place that you can go into. I write about a big challenge that came into my life and how I walked myself through it, literally. It'll come out in the e-blast tomorrow. If you're wanting discernment around really how to do this when you get hit with an energy smack, then read the e-blast. It walks you through it. So I want to invite you all to join me on March 24th. And thank you for what an amazing workshop with Patricia Cota Robles. Oh, my God. If you didn't hear it. Go listen. You're going to want to. It was quite amazing. And on the heels of that, this next one, we have a licensed clinical psychologist joining us, Dr. Shannon Wilson, about the love of the inner child. I was amazed when I sat down to work with her, when she brought forward from her clinical point of view and the channel brought forward information to match it, the level of discernment jumped 1,000%. So I'm really excited about this. You know, where else are you going to get for this price 2 hours with a licensed clinical psychologist? Let's just start there. But it's all about how our inner child is running us, what we can do about it, what the channel has to say about it, how to balance it. So I'm really excited about bringing, you know, I'm all about bringing science and spirituality together. Let's bring it down from the woo-woo and put it into practical places where we really, really can move on it and create it in this life. If you want to sign up, it's on the homepage of imdwallace.com. She's going to tell us exactly where to go to shift, and then we're going to use our work to expand upon that. Creation Station 1, guys, I've had so many people tell me you're coming out for that. It's June 5th, 6th, and 7th. I want to alert everyone that I'm going to have to know by May 15th because I'm going to China. And I will be teaching CS1 right when I get back from China. So May 15th, I've got to know if I have enough people to go ahead and do this training. If you're going to sign up or thinking about sign up now, because you will help create manifest this happening. There is a training that you can download at IMD Wallace if you so desire. You can do it that way, but Creation Station 2 is July 31st, August 2nd, and 3rd. You have to have completed CS1 either here in my home, which is one hell of a fun weekend, I got to tell you, before you do CS2. Also, I'm going to be at Dolores Cannon's Transformational Weekend, July 17th through 20th. I'm really excited about that, and look for me on General Hospital. I'm sure you guys have been following the tweets. They've put it out freaking everywhere. Twitter and Facebook went nuts when they announced it. I'm playing Luke's sister, which is a very pivotal character in General Hospital. I had a blast. I was scared to death, you guys. I was scared to death. When I saw how many lines I had to say, I went, maybe I can still get out of this. But I know that when you walk through your fear, you empower yourself. And man, I left those episodes feeling more empowered and loved as an actress than I have had in a long, long time. So I can go to the calls. Please, everybody, be very succinct with your questions, because I'm going to try and get through just as many of you to serve you as I can today. All right, and I'm being told to start with Karen in Canada. Hang on.
Hi
sweetheart, you're on. How are you?
I'm good. Oh, I'm so blessed to be here. Thank you for having your show today, and I was led here. Dee, my question today is, I've been doing a lot of spiritual work. I did finally get a job where I'm being responsible, but I'm finding that in being responsible, there's a part of myself that I'm always sad, I'm always crying. It's like I'm not listening to my soul because I don't think I'm doing what I'm really supposed to be doing. And
that's not true. That's not
okay.
True. You don't think it, and I have addressed what they're saying is I've addressed it already, and it's that I have to struggle to conquer. Gee, I've got what I want now. I don't know if I can handle it. So your mental mind takes that, well, just like General Hospital, and says, oh, my God, can I do this? And that takes the joy out of it. And once the joy falls out, baby, we know once the joy and the fun and the love leave, things are a struggle. Hold on, there's something else coming in. Jeez, but give me a song.
Over the Rainbow.
Okay. If happy little bluebirds fly above the rainbow, why, oh, why can't I? And that's what's going on subconsciously within your energy. You're fighting yourself around soaring with joy into the power that you could be in right now.
Yeah, that's what it feels like.
Well, stop fighting yourself then. Let's all stop fighting ourselves, because that's exactly what the webinar is about. So what's your little girl afraid of? Why is she afraid of power? See, I am the power. That's where they started the show with. I am the power. I am the power that gets to choose whether I handle this, whether I trust myself, whether I choose joy and love to go back into. I'm the power that gets to choose that. So why is she afraid of that? When you were a little girl, what message did you get? Well, they're showing me a little kid getting slapped. So whether you got slapped physically or emotionally, or it was energetically like, sit down, shut up, you better not talk, you know, speak up for yourself, that kind of thing, which most of us got, guys.
Yeah, better to be seen than not heard.
Okay. Well, and so in this job, they're saying they want to hear you. And you've created a place where you can be heard. And your little girl is going, oh, no, don't speak up, because you know what that means. So is this resonating with your job, Karen?
Well, it's a sales job, and I'm an artist. And so I'm able to love people where I'm at, but I'm told I can't talk to people. I just have to do my job, sell, and move next. And I'm all about creativity and relationship and, you know, loving people.
Okay, all right. So, look, who has the power of the choice here?
I do.
Okay. But you've given it back to them. They are, you know, guys, you know how this works. They're mirroring back to you your own fear. So they're going, oh, I'm not going to let you be creative when you do this, which is what your fear is, right?
Yeah.
Okay. You get to choose to be creative when you're going to the bathroom, people. It's your choice. How can I create, sitting on the throne, in the most creative way I can? Now, I know this is silly, but I'm trying to get you to lighten up here a little bit. Every call you make, you can creatively go into with love and joy and go, wow, how can I create a difference in my life and their life with this call? But you've already told yourself, you've separated what you do from creativity. There is nothing separate from your creativity, guys. Nothing. And that's the highest message and lesson that you're bringing forward here, Karen, is that no matter what you're doing, if you create it in joy and love and fun, other things open up for you to create. And they're saying, don't think just because you're doing this job, you can't go out and do something creative too in other ways.
Okay.
Yeah, I hear, that's what I hear. Just heard.
Well, I'm working 40 hours a week doing membership. And so when the time I have off is, okay, I get it.
You are using all of that as an excuse, baby, to move into your power of being the creator. And, you know, even they're saying, even if you take 5 hours on a Saturday, 5 hours on a Sunday to do what you love, a half an hour every night to do what you love, you're not choosing to do that because you're saying, well, I'm working a 40-hour week. I can't tell you the last time I've only worked 40 hours in a week, but I don't look at it as working. But again, you see, you've separated the creativity, so you're going, well, that part of my life isn't creative, so therefore I don't have any energy to do the stuff I really love. And that's a creation you can turn around. Do you understand, Karen?
Yes, I do.
All right, so we're all coming together to balance this, so that every minute of our lives, we know that we are the power that gets to choose to create anything that we want with joy and love, invoking the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light, I am divine love. So it is. I've had emails about what the hell is the symbol and the formula. You can get them both on my website at iamdwallace.com, and they're very powerful tools. I think they were given to us as different languages that mean the same thing as I am divine love. A lot of you get tripped up on, oh my gosh, what words do I say? And am I saying them right? And the symbol and the formula say them for you. Basically, that's what it is. Karen, thank you for calling in, honey.
Thank you.
Yeah, go be happy, woman.
Okay, thank you.
Love you. Bye-bye.
Love you, too.
All right, we're going to Susan in Pennsylvania.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, sweetheart. What's up?
Well, I'm calling because I want to get a clear clarification on this. So from the Urgency of Self-Love webinar, which was great, by the way, in the beginning, you mentioned about us being too focused on how we look, how that was a problem that came through the channel. And then there was, Patricia was talking about being able to transform things, whether it be cancer or aging, through love, like transforming it into love.
Well, and yeah, so, we've always said love heals everything, creates everything.
Right. And I guess when, if I see signs of aging, right, and I, rather than trying to have a freak out, I try to, you know, you want to transmute that. But I'm just trying to sort of figure out, well,
all
is
right.
that self-love or is that, you know, is it too concerned on looks or, and just getting that cleared up.
Self-love is an internal thing, not an outer thing. And when you said, I want the highest clarification about this, it went right to no.
Mm.
Okay. So do you want to accept what the highest information is around this? Do you want to know it?
Yes.
Okay. Still goes to no. Interesting. All right. We're going to invoke the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, and the golden light. We demand to understand the truth around this. And so it is. Sheets. But give me a song.
Over the Rainbow came up. I don't know if it's just
boy.
Said, but
okay. Well, we're going to the end of The Wizard of Oz. You had the power all along, Dorothy. You see, self-love, the most important thing around self-love is acceptance. And when you accept yourself exactly the way you are right now and know that you're gloriously magnificent, that's self-love. But what you're doing is, I can't love myself because I don't look like I'm supposed to look, and so I'll tell myself I need to love myself and look better. You didn't want to hear that, Susan.
Yeah, it puts me in a lot of fear.
Because? What's going to happen, and it's going to happen, no matter how well we take care of ourselves. I mean, I'm 66. I look awesome. But
you
I'm
do.
Still, but I'm still aging.
So then I want to know, what is it that stops me from accepting me and the beauty I am right now?
Okay. Give me a movie.
Oh, God.
The answer is you, of course. Give me a movie.
What's it? Cassidy and Butch, or what's that movie?
Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid.
Who are the two outlaws?
Yeah, Butch Cassidy and the Sundance
okay.
Kid.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, well, you just keep fighting who you are, honey. You keep going, no, I'm not. And the authentic you keeps going, oh, yes, you are, and you always have been beautiful. When you were in energy without a body, when you first came in, 50 years from now, after you leave, your beautiful energy, guys, we're all beautiful, magnificent, perfect, if there is a perfect. But that's the word they're giving me. Do you understand? Your perfectly creative energy. And now they're giving me the song, Your Strongest Suit, which is all about, you know, I could always pick the clothes and look the way I wanted to look and blah, blah, blah. That was always my strongest suit. But they give me that song whenever it's about the outer and the focus is on the outer instead of the creation of the inner. So your focus is always going to be on, I'm not enough, baby. Always. Sheets, but give me a song.
Red Apples, Orchard, I don't know if that's a song, that just what came to me.
Okay, well,
blossoms.
That, as soon as you said red apples, it took me right to Adam and Eve. So, you know, which takes me to, you have a choice of perspective, guys. Were we thrown out from the one energy because we were sinners, or were we lovingly sent out from the one energy going, I love you so much, I trust you so much, go create yourself so I can experience me more? And that's ultimately the highest thing you are bringing in. Which one do you want to choose? And now it's Einstein. Is the world hostile or is it friendly? And I'm talking about the world of us, the world within you. Think of the thing you called about today. Is the world within you looking at it as a hostile thing that you have to fix, that's against you, or a friendly part of you that's going, oh my God, I love you so much, of course you can do this. And so it is. Thanks for calling in, sweetheart.
Okay, thank you, Dee.
Come on, guys. I know we're asking ourselves to be tough love here, right? And this is why they're saying you've got to, for a month, consistently send this out to the ionosphere so that the ionosphere then can turn around consistently and send you some new things back. Emily, you're up. What's up?
Hi. Hi, Dee. Calling for some discernment on the strain, feeling a strain in the top of my left foot or ankle. And when I mentioned it on a previous call, it was about walking into my power.
Yep, walking forward, walking in the, I get the same thing.
Yeah, and so.
So what a part of you is fighting that?
Yeah.
What part of your little child, your inner child, is fighting that? And they're showing me going into kindergarten or preschool.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Yeah, let's go back that far. Do you have any memories of what went down?
Oh, I just felt alone.
Yeah, they're saying you were scared to death. Okay, so the beginning of school is a very powerful place. You know, everybody's going, oh, you get to go to school, you get to learn, you get to, right? It's supposed to be the beginning of our expanding ourselves. And you were scared to death. So whenever you step out into this freedom and they're going, I am freedom again, you automatically connect it with being scared to death and not being able to handle it. Are you going to be on the webinar with Shannon?
Yeah.
Okay. Make sure you email me first because they're saying Shannon's going to give you a lot of enlightenment about this.
Okay.
Actually, I will call her and ask her to have that question prepared. But the channel is saying it's a sense memory, baby. It's and our sense memories drive us more strongly than anything else. It's a sense memory that your little girl is going, and literally they're showing me, is it your right leg?
Left.
Left. Huh, it's my right. Okay, well then this is up for all of us. Well, isn't everything they're saying. Duh, Deanna. So let's all come forward and balance this for ourselves, that when we step into, because they're showing me her literally stepping over the threshold into the room. So when we step over the threshold into our expanded power, we claim, we know, we demand our energy to accept and live in the experience of that we are safe and secure and the whole world comes to support us. We are always surrounded by love and support then because we have created and directed it that way. And so it is. Wow. Well, I got goosebumps. So
yeah.
Can you feel that shift, Emily?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Now
Thank you.
Got to consciously, if you feel that twinge or you feel that energy shift, which happens very quickly and quietly, you stop in that moment and you go, Emily? You remember? That's old stuff. Little Emily, we're safe, we're secure, and when we walk into our power now, the world's going to be a really safe, beautiful, wonderful place where we're surrounded by love. Surrounded by love is the biggest thing for you. Well, for all of us, I was just corrected. So when we move into our power, we're in fear of being left behind or leaving others behind, and they want us to know that is not the case. You will be surrounded in love because in this community, our power is directed through divine love. Okay?
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, darling. Thank you. Okay, and we're going to Carmen in Texas. Hi,
hey,
Annie.
How are you?
Great.
Hey, how
What's
are
up?
You? Nothing. I was calling in because you had asked me to when we had our private, and I have not been home the last, like, 6 Sundays, to tell you about the little automatic reminder that I set for myself on my phone.
Oh,
and
yes.
So
tell them what you
Yeah, I thought this would be a great idea for that, you know, consistently doing it for a month. So on my phone, on my calendar, I have a daily reminder, and you can do it on the iPhone or any other phone, that at a certain time in the day, and I can set it for as many times during one day and have it repeat till the end of time. And it pops up at about 4 o'clock in the afternoon when I'm kind of winding down and maybe have forgotten to stay in love, and it says, love yourself more.
Oh, perfect.
And so every day at 4 o'clock it pops up, and it always, always, no matter what I'm doing, I look at it and I just smile and sink in for just a second into the moment.
Yeah,
so
awesome.
This is a great way to also set that, you know, month of consistent clearing out and sending out to the ionosphere so it comes back to you as well.
Okay, let's be clear about our words. Just
okay.
Because we've got a lot of new people, we're not clearing anything, we're redirecting.
Yes,
you
sorry.
Can't clear energy. You take it, you balance it, and you redirect it, right? Okay,
exactly,
I just
yes.
wanted to make sure everybody understood that because, you know,
yep.
Carmen's been with this group a long time, this community, and those were some of the old words we used to use.
It was.
So I want to know how that's affected the outcome in the physical manifestation of your life. Are you seeing changes?
Well, I have a lot going on. So what it does do for me, which I think creates a change for the next day, is I stop and I feel that love that, as you know, I sometimes have a difficulty giving to myself. And so I'm doing it daily. And I think what's coming with it is just a relaxing of the harsh judgment that I've always had on myself about not producing, not doing. Have you done enough today?
They're
and so
saying,
when that pops up, go ahead.
Carmen, the highest word for you right now is I allow the shift.
I allow
so
the shift.
We're
okay.
all coming forward to claim I allow the shift. I allow the shift, you know, in more money. Well, it's all about freedom and it's all about power. Okay?
Yeah.
Again, they're suggesting, if you're so inclined, the I Am Freedom webinar to everybody. But we are allowing these shifts. In other words, we're letting go of all of our resistance and letting the energy flow and allowing these shifts into empowerment and freedom that we already are, and we have to acknowledge that we are. Guys, you know, you have to acknowledge what you want before you have it. Let me say that again. You have to acknowledge who you are and what you want before you have it. So you have to say and claim, I am freedom and joy and love. I am big money flow. I am health. You have to claim who you are, and then the manifestation physically becomes created for you. That's the whole basis and core of the I Am principle.
Absolutely. Well, now I'm going to add on my little notification daily, and I allow the shift.
Yeah.
Love yourself more and allow the shift.
Yeah. Actually, I am allowing the shift.
I am allowing the
shift. See, that That tells your I am presence, do this
it's
now.
It's happening.
Your
yeah.
I am yeah. presence is what creates for you right now.
Yes.
So whatever clear direction you give it right now in this moment is the direction it takes on your behalf. And it needs, well, for everybody, to cover my butt, they're saying for everybody on the call, it's a month to a month and a half. So of consistently okay. being focused and bringing yourself back, and then you watch how much easier. I had a huge hit yesterday about something that happened. And I sat down, and I just walked myself through it. And they said, all right, well, you can't do anything till you get yourself back to love.
Mm.
Right? Because I was in fear. And I went right back into, oh, my God, see, something always happens, which is an age-old friggin' story of mine.
Yeah,
and as soon as I took myself back into love, I couldn't feel all that other stuff, Carmen. I just couldn't feel it anymore. Okay?
Yeah.
So we're
yeah, no, I know, it's true.
Claiming the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. I am divine love. That's a direction. I am. And so it is. Thanks for calling, baby. Thanks for
sure.
calling and remembering to do that. That was great.
Oh, sure, sure. And I'll talk to you tomorrow. I'll be on the call.
Yeah, yeah. I'm really excited about this perceived value thing.
Me
all
too.
Right, baby. Thanks.
Bye.
This started. I started tracking this perceived value thing back in New York or probably before. And we're going to Anna in New York. What's up?
Hi, thank you so much. So I'd like to know what's blocking me from self-love or what awareness I have that's not
Honey,
permitting
just
self-love.
Yourself.
Okay.
Well, seriously, there is no blockage to self-love unless you've just decided not to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly the words they're giving me right now. So in the snap of a finger, I'm going to snap my fingers, mm-hmm. and we're all going to choose to love ourselves.
Okay.
Okay. One, two. Okay.
Thank you.
But you didn't.
No.
See, you don't believe it, Anna. And if you don't believe it, you're not going to commit to it, baby.
Mm-hmm.
So they're saying you have had proof in your life that when you really, really commit to something and believe it, it happens. Do you know where in your life that's been true?
Yes, I wanted to complete my naturopathic doctor, and I got it.
Okay, so you know anything's possible, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but when I say you know loving yourself is possible, okay, there's the belief. I can't get what I want if I love myself, which mm-hmm. means I can't be the creator of me if I love myself. I have to doubt me, and oh, man, do I know this. You know, I used to always come home and say to my mom, oh, I don't think I did very good on the test, because I felt like I had to say that so mm-hmm. I wouldn't jinx it so I would get a good grade.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's what's going on with you.
Okay.
This belief that if I really love myself, I'm not going to get what I want. Mm-hmm. That's a message. Let me tell you, just go back to your childhood again. That's why I'm on a rampage here with Patricia and Dr. Wilson and all these people, getting you to look at where your little child is running the show so you can redirect that. We all got, to some degree, sit down, shut up, or you won't get what you want.
Absolutely.
Okay, well, who's the only person that can shift that now into, when I speak up and love myself and know my magnificence, I get everything I want? Who's the only person?
Me.
Okay, now, come on, commit. There you go. Now it shifted.
Thank you.
Okay, can you feel that?
I did.
I want you to feel into how awesome you are. There you go. How awesome you are, how awesome your little people are inside of you that are bringing forward these amazing messages to you, guys, okay? And so it is. Thank you, darling.
Thank you. Love you. Bye.
I love you, too. Boy, you guys are bringing forward some big stuff today. Okay, Anya, what's up? if I can get you on here. Hold on, I can't get the switchboard to connect. There you go. What's up?
Hi there. Two callers ago, you were referring back to the upcoming webinar and making sure that this gal's stuff came on. I had an aha moment, and I was born in a foreign country, and I remember that I always was just desperate to be like everybody else so I would fit in instead of being different. So
yep.
I realized that I've gone through my whole life being scared to be different and stand out because my book bag was weird. Nobody else had one. My little knitted stockings for my grandmother back in Copenhagen were weird, and nobody else had them, and I was different. And, oh, my God.
Yep.
At age 64, holy crap. That's
oh, but, honey, some people come lifetimes and lifetimes and lifetimes and never, ever look at what's running them. Do you understand?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And it's not. It doesn't matter whether you have a body. Guys, this glorious work of expanding and finding out who we are and exploring our energy and all energy goes on forever. If you can accept that, you're going to be a lot happier.
Yeah.
There's nothing that you have to get done by the time you leave the body. Do you understand? It flipping goes on forever. And if you can look at that joyfully, oh, my God, I get to expand the greatness of me and the understanding of the one energy forever and ever and ever and ever. How awesome is that? There is no end to me. There is only continual life expansion of energy.
Yeah.
That's
well, what
exciting.
What I came to when you were directing the energy, just with that gal, directing the energy to know that the whole world loves and supports us, and I put it in bold caps, even if we're different.
Well,
it's safe
yes,
to be me, even if I'm different.
Bottom line, we're all different. We're all unique. We all have our authentic selves unless we say we're not going to acknowledge them.
Yeah.
And then you don't. And every artist, I mean, if you watch the Academy Awards, so many of the winners came forward and said, you know, those of you that feel like an outcast, you're not. You're creative.
Oh, that brought tears to my eyes when he said that. Yeah.
So you're seeing it everywhere, people having, you know, that's what I love about The Voice. You know, those judges are really authentic, and they'll say, look, you've got talent. Go refine it and then bring it back. You're close, but not quite.
Yeah.
And they'll encourage you. Just keep expanding, right?
Yeah.
And that's what I'm saying to you. I'm being the coach that says, you know, you're right there. Just keep expanding who you are. You're doing it right. You're talented. You're special.
And my mom knew that, and she, whenever I would lament, because I had to learn a language when I came over, so there was like this language barrier for a time, but my mom always used to say, you don't want to be like everybody else, and I know she's listening to this, I can feel it, you don't want to be like everybody else, you want to be unique, don't try to be like everybody else, be yourself.
Okay, and so your little girl is still... Not after this call, they're saying, but your little girl has been defined all these years not by the wisdom of your mother, but by the reaction of your peers.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you have to work with your little girl about. Although they're saying you put most of it together right now.
Yeah.
But this is why it's so important to learn and understand the psychology of how we begin. By the time we're seven, guys, our personality is fixed, and we create our adulthood around that. Thank you for calling, Anya.
Thank you so much, Anya.
And congratulations. Big aha.
Thank you.
Woohoo! That's awesome. I have to bring Jeannie on. Jeannie, thank you for being so worried about me last week and tracking down what the hell was going on and letting everybody else know, honey.
It was my pleasure.
I just smiled. I said, of course Jeannie would be worried about me. Of course she would come forward and be the mother to let everybody know that Dee was okay. It was so sweet. I was really touched, Jeannie.
Well, there are a lot of people I forgot to email, but they got it anyway. Thank you. If you email Salita, she sends it out to the rest of the crew.
Yeah, well, I appreciate it.
My pleasure. I want to thank the young lady who had a problem with her left foot. I developed a very severe problem with my right. And, of course, the left is impacted because for a week and a half I was favoring the left, whereby all the tendons from the bottom of the foot across the top, old dancer injuries, have become or were inflamed. And, of course, it hurt the knee. And I know where I'm going, and I don't know why this happened.
We pretty much already covered it, Jeannie.
Yeah.
They're taking me again back to I am the power that has the choice to create joy and love everywhere. And something interesting was just given to me, that you use the physicality of your body to hold yourself back from your work.
Ah.
Consciously, you're going, wow, if I got a job, would I be able to physically handle it? Wow.
Got it.
Yeah, okay. So what we have to get to, though, is the core of why that would create... you know, why do you need to use anything to keep yourself from doing the very thing that you say you love? And we're going to the suit, and we're going to a core belief. This page? No, hang on. This page. Here. 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 Well, here we are, back again. I have to struggle to conquer. They don't like the word struggle, though, for all of us. They want to replace it, which means hallelujah, praise the Lord. We've probably, through all these privates I've been doing, have balanced and recreated so much that we get to expand now. That's a true statement? Yes.
Yes.
Wow. This is watching exactly how the work works. Okay? So we're replacing the word struggle. Are we keeping the rest? All right, we're going in the right direction with I have to hold myself back. Everybody, please come forward and direct yourself to want the highest explanation and understanding of this. oh, okay, there they are. Thank you. I have to thwart myself in some way. I have to thwart myself to get what I want, to create what I want. So, in other words, well, you know what thwarting yourself means. I have to give myself up. I have to hurt myself.
Right.
I have to stop myself. I have to put myself in fear. Pretty much everything we've talked about today on the show coming from different points of view. And so we're going to balance this, invoking the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light, with an open heart. We claim I am divine love, and now we're going to state the positive. Okay, I get to, I choose to, I allow myself to support me in every way in the creation of all of my desires. Hold on, they want to change some words.
Mm-hmm.
I am supporting myself in every way in the creation of who I am. Ha! Those are the highest.
Yep.
So we're coming. I've got little goosebumps. We're coming forward, and know that when you're claiming this, you are directing and demanding your energy to shift into the knowingness of this. God, Jeannie, what did I say now? I am supporting myself in the creation of who I am. Right?
I am. I missed the next word.
supporting
myself in the creation of all that I am.
Yes, in every way, in every way. And remember that whenever we do this, we are automatically directing our energy, all our energy, and all energy that exists in any time-space continuum and dimension, much like in the movie Interstellar. If you haven't seen it, I would suggest you see it because you'll understand. It'll give you a visual of how our energy is working with us from other dimensions.
Definitely.
And so it is.
And so wow. It is.
Wow. Holy heck, Jeannie. Thank
and
you.
You're welcome. And I just have to remind everybody one of the most important things to do when you feel something is wrong. I just had this with my brand new vacuum cleaner. I put an attachment on. I couldn't get it off. And I just sat here and laughed.
Yeah.
And then I realized, wait a minute, you're pulling the wrong part.
Well, and that is a perfect metaphor.
That's right.
For how you work with energy.
Right.
If you get all balled up in the anger and the frustration and the fear, the energy can't move. You go to the wrong part of who you are, and it just doesn't disengage until you bring yourself back. It's a perfect metaphor, Jeannie. So think of Jeannie's vacuum cleaner and know that you're it. Okay, and sit down and laugh at yourself a little bit so you can shift.
A lot.
Thank you, sweetheart.
Thank you.
Love you.
Love
you.
Oh my
gosh,
dear.
I cannot tell you, I so incredibly miss when I'm not with you. You are such an important part of my life's work, the love that I hold in my life. If I didn't get to your call, I'm sorry. They want to bring in one thing that wasn't addressed, and then everybody's question will have been answered. I'm going to the sheet. I'm going to a core belief. Hang on. Here. Oh. So we're coming together to claim direct demand that we are in the knowingness and the acceptance that I am God. I can be. I choose to be, I experience being, and I am the God of me that has the power, is the power, to choose the joy and love that consistently creates me, and therefore my life, and ultimately my world. And so it is. Whew. Okay. Wow. Please join me for, you know, the importance of the inner child webinar. You can sign up on the homepage. If you are thinking about Creation Station, if you have any questions about it, email me now, because we are going to have an early cutoff, guys. We're already into March, and it happens the very 1st of June, and I have to cut off mid-May. Until then, remember, I am freedom. I am free to be the creation of me. I am proactive in the self-care of the love that I am. I am the power, and so it is. Until we meet again, love yourself, love yourselves, and love yourselves more, because you know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.